弟兄姐妹，今天我们要分享的是如何明白神的心旨意。
So brothers and sisters, we are going to meditate on how to understand what's God's will.
我想我们很多弟兄姐妹都希望知道这个。
I'm sure brothers and sisters all want to know this.
其实圣经上讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
神的旨意啊，在圣经上其实讲得很清楚。
God's will is spoken quite clearly in the Bible.
那我们今天要从罗马书十二章第一节到第二节，我们来看这件事情。
So we're going to study this today from the Romans in chapter 12, the first two verses.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
你为我们定了这个日子。
You have ordained this day for us.
在创世以前，你就已经定了。
In the eternal past.
你知道我们的需要。
You know our needs.
你知道我们在这个世界上没有安息。
You know that we have no rest in this world.
你知道我们在这个世界上有许许多多的困难，有许许多的不安。
You know that we have many things that are difficult and uneasy for us in this world.
但是你为我们定了这个日子。
But you have ordained this day for us.
让我们能够借着主耶稣基督，我们能够来到你的面前。
So that we may come before you through our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们不但有这个安息。
Not only we have rest.
我们也可以享受这个安息。
We can also enjoy this rest.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你借着你自己独生爱子为我们所成就的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation you have accomplished through your only begotten Son.
今天我们来到你的面前。
Today we come before you.
我们要寻求你自己的心意。
We want to seek your will.
明白你的心意。
Understand your will.
也让我们从今以后我们能够走在你自己的旨意里面。
So that we may walk in your will from now on.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and thanks in our holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
从这两节圣经里面。
From these two verses.
那么圣经呢，告诉我们明白神的旨意哈。
He tells us how to understand God's will.
那么这两节圣经呢，也可以说是一个总纲。
This two verses can be a summary.
我们刚才已经念过了，对不对？
We have read it.
那我知道你们中间有的年轻人是所谓的这个这个 photographic 的这个 memory。
I know some of your young people has a photographic memory.
或许我们中间年纪大的也是一样，这个过目不忘。
Maybe some of your older ones also will not forget once you read it.
所以我们今天来仔细的来看这一段经文。
So let's carefully study this.
他在这个里面，他告诉我们第一件事情就是要将身体献上。
The first thing he tells us we ought to offer our bodies.
那么第二件事情就在第二节里面，他告诉我们要心意更新而变化。
And then the second is in verse 2 that we need to be transformed by the renewing of.
我想最重要的就是这两件事情。
These are the two most important.
那么接下去心意更新而变化，他后面就加了一个叫我们不要效法这个世界。
He also told us not to be conformed to this world.
弟兄姐妹，如果你把你自己的身体献上。
If you offer your body.
如果你心意更新而变化。
If you are transformed by the renewing.
不效法这个世界。
And do not conform to this world.
接下去他就告诉我们，他说什么呢？他说，叫你们查验何为神的旨意。
And then he says that you may prove what the will of God is.
所以我们怎么明白神的心意？
How can we understand God's mind?
怎么明白神的旨意？
How we understand God's mind?
前面讲得很清楚的。
Clearly told us.
你要把你自己先身体献上。
Present your own body first.
那么心意更新而变化。
So transformed.
不要效法这个世界。
And don't conform to this world.
你结果就是你能知道神的心意。
And the results you get to know God's will.
不只是明白神的心意。
Not only understand God's will.
而且你能够同意啊，你真的是能够同意他的旨意啊，真的是纯全、善良，而且是可喜悦的。
And you can approve and agree that God's will is good and acceptable and perfect.
神保证。
God assure you.
你会很喜欢的。
you will be very happy.
当我们今天在看这个信息的时候，
when we read this message,
在它的背后有一个贯穿的一个信息在那个地方。
So there is another passage through all this in the background.
就是信。
It's faith.
不论是你将身体献上也好。
Whether you offer your body,
或者是将心意更新而变化也好，
or transform your life,
都是基于一个信。
It's based on your faith.
那么保罗在罗马书第一章的时候，一开始就把这个基础打好了。
So in chapter 1 of Romans, Paul has created the foundation.
请你翻到罗马书第一章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 1.
我们看16节到17节。
Verses 16 to 17.
16节啊。如果翻到了我们一起念16节17节
Let's read this together.
都翻到了吗
Have you all found it?
然后我看你们有些人点头啊，有些人还在摇头
Some have not.
我们一起来16节
Verse 16 Let's read together.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，与至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。在这两节经文里面，我们从中文里面我们就可以看到有三个信字。
From the Chinese version, there are three words of faith.
那么神就告诉我们他的义必在这福音上显明出来，那么这个义是本于信，然后以至于信。
So here it tells us the righteousness of God is revealed, and this righteous God is from the faith, and it is the faith.
从信开始。
Begin with faith.
那么中间也是信。
Then follow by faith.
然后到最后还是信。
And to the end, it still is faith.
从头到尾都是信。
So from the beginning to the end, we are all faith.
他在那个地方告诉我们说，义人必因信得生，这句话不是保罗发明的。
So here Paul says the righteousness of God is from faith, but this is not he discovered.
这是神借着先知已经讲出来了。
This is what the God has told us through the prophet.
所以保罗他从第一章一直到第十一章，他写了罗马书的大部分。
So the majority part of Roman that Paul wrote from chapter 1 to 11.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候跟人家传福音，我们传的很简单，对不对？
So sometimes when we tell people the gospel, we're speaking very
有时候我们没有时间跟人家讲太多。
We don't have time to go more detail.
但是你如果真的是要明白福音的全部的话，我觉得最好的就是从罗马书第一章第一节开始，一直看到第十一章的三十一节。
So if you really want to understand the gospel, I think you should read
36节哈，不要忘记。
Chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Romans until chapter 11, verse 36.
所以保罗让我们知道，就是你必须要信。
So Paul tells us you have to have faith.
那么希伯来书十一章第六节那边告诉我们。
In Hebrew, chapter 11 tells us.
第六节哈。
Verse 6.
他说：“人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。”
Here's and without a faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
那么这个希伯来书的作者呢，他原来的意思比这个更妙，不但妙而且大。
So the original meaning of the writer of Hebrew is much bigger and much greater.
我的意思说，我们中文的翻译哈。
What I meant is Chinese translation.
那么他在这里其实告诉我们说，你到神的面前来，你必须信神，必须信他是。
So he tells us, when you come before God, you must believe God he is.
你必须信他是。
You must believe he is.
你如果要了解这个他是的话，你必须要回到出埃及记第三章那边。
So if you want to understand the meaning of he is, You have to go back to Exodus chapter 3.
当神呼召摩西叫他去出埃及把他的老百姓带出来的时候，
When God called Moses to go to Egypt to lead his people out of Egypt.
在西乃山神的山上面。
And the Mount,
西乃山。
西乃山。
Mount Sinai. It's okay.
This is Mount Sinai.
那么他看到一个金鸡又被火烧了，但是金鸡没有被烧掉。
And he saw a burning bush, but the bush was not burned out.
那么他就见，他就这个神的使者啊，就跟他讲，就是神跟他讲话。
So God was speaking with him through the angel.
那么摩西就问他说，那我要告诉他们你是谁啊。
So Moses said, no, who I'm going to tell them who you are.
要告诉他们说以色列的神是哪一位啊。
Who I'm going to tell them who is the God of Israel.
神就告诉他，你告诉他们我的名字叫做我是。
So God told him, you tell him that I am.
那么他的意思是什么呢？
So what's the meaning of it?
我们中文把它解释出来了。
The Chinese translation explained it.
他说他是自由拥有的神。
So he is the God who is and forever.
他也是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
当神当他讲我是的时候，他的意思就是说我是自由拥有，而且是全能的神。
So when he told him that I am, means I am the one who exists forever and the Almighty God.
所以我先要跟大家讲，当我们要明白神的心意的时候，有一个很基本的东西，就是我们要信。
So I'm telling you, if we want to understand God's will, the basic foundation is we have to believe.
信神，他的名字就叫做他是。
We need to believe the name of God. His name is He is.
那我自己在想的时候，当我们这样子相信的时候，有一件事情我们必须要有的，就是相信神是独一的真神。
So one thing we must believe that God is the only true God.
没有其他的神。
There are no other gods.
就算有人喊这个是神，喊那个是神，都不是的。
People may call this as God, call that as God, but none of them are.
要不然就是假的。
They're all their false gods.
要不然就是把人当成神。
Or they treat man as God.
这是第一件事情，我们要信。
So the first we must believe.
独一的真神。
God is the only true God.
没有其他的神。
There's no other God.
你看到的那些偶像都是假的。
All those idols are false.
圣经上告诉我们说，其实那些都是拜鬼的。
You know, they are worshiping the spirits.
不要随随便便去拜那些东西。
You do not want to worship those.
因为你拜他，你就是拜鬼。
If you worship them, you worship the devil.
第二个，你信是神是创造宇宙万物的。
So the second we must believe God is the creator of the universe.
我们人是他造的。
Where men are his creation.
不是进化而来的。
It's not progressive.
人是照着他自己的，神照着他自己的形象和样式造的。
So God created man in their image.
第三，你要相信圣经都是神的话。
So the third you must believe the Bible is all God's word.
是圣灵感动人写下来的。
It's moved by the Spirit and man wrote it.
圣经里面不论是直说或者是隐喻的。
So whether it was speaking clearly or it was a parable.
不管是直说或者是隐喻，关于神的事情都是真的。
So all things related to God are all true.
他的神性和他的性格。
So his attributes and his personality.
或者是说神格哈。
Or his divine nature.
都是真的。
They're all true.
那么圣经里面也提到耶稣。
So the Bible also mentions Jesus.
圣经里面所说耶稣的事情都是真的。
All the Bible spoke of Jesus are all true.
从他从道成了从独生女独生就是说那个叫做什么？处女玛利亚怀孕。
So he was born of a virgin.
一直到他在世界上过了一生。
And then he lived his life in this world.
然后他被钉死在十字架上。
And he was nailed on the cross.
然后放在坟墓里面。
And then he was buried.
三天以后从死里复活。
So 3 days later, he was resurrected.
现在坐在神的右边。
Now sitting at the right hand of God.
这都是真实的。
This is all true.
这都是可信的。
This is all believable.
那么圣经里面也讲到关于人的事情。
The Bible also mentions things about man.
都是真的。
They're all true.
他讲我们人的罪性。
Talk about our sinful nature.
讲到我们人的一般的性格。
And our general
我们人的本样。
Our nature.
都是真的。
They're all true.
第四个。你要信。
Number four.
你要信他是那赏赐那寻求他的人。
You must believe he will reward those who seek him.
寻求什么？
What do you seek?
寻求神，寻求真理的人。
Seeking God and seeking truth.
你也要相信神会审判那些抵挡真理的人。
You also believe God will judge those who hindering truth.
这也是保罗在罗马书第一章里面就打下的一个基础。
So this is the foundation Paul laid in chapter 1 of book Romans.
所以你要明白神的心意，第一件事情你要信。
If you want to understand God's will, the first thing you have to have faith.
第二件事情，你要把自己完全献给神。
So second, you have to present yourself to God completely.
马太福音第十六章二十四节，他这么讲。
In Matthew 16 verse 24,
耶稣对他的门徒说。
Jesus told his disciples,
他说若有人要跟随我
if anyone is to follow me,
就当舍己
thou to give up himself,
也天天背起他的十字架来跟随我
and take up his, cross, follow me daily.
弟兄姐妹这就是做门徒啊
so this is to be a disciple.
我们信了主耶稣之后弟兄姐妹你没有选择的你信了主耶稣之后你就是要做他的门徒
Once you have believed in our Lord Jesus, there's no choice. You have to be His disciple.
做门徒不是只是参加一个培训的课程。
So to be a disciple doesn't mean you just participate in a training course.
做门徒是在我们每天的生活当中。
We be a disciple in our daily lives.
我自己从圣经上面看的，我觉得是这个。一天啊、对一天二十四小时
So from reading the Bible I realize every day there's 24 hours
然后每一个礼拜有七天
And there are 7 days in the week
你都是门徒
You are all those days you are a disciple
你要做门徒
You have to make a disciple
这就是把你自己献给神
So to present yourself offer yourself to God
那么在马太福音那边告诉我们说要舍己
And in here we have to deny ourselves.
那么舍己就是把你这种私心啊，把你自己这种自私、自利、自我的心思，要把它丢掉。
So you have to forsake the selfishness and the being self-righteous and your own pride.
把主耶稣、把神放在你的生活当中、生命当中，把它放在最中心的位置。
So you will put our Lord Jesus. In the most important the central points in your life.
就是要把你自己完全的献给主。
So you have to offer yourself completely to God.
有时候我们很怕把我们自己献给主哈。
Sometimes we are afraid to offer ourselves to God.
因为我们太有钱了。
Because we have a lot of money.
我们怕他要把我的所有东西都给他。
We're afraid that he's going to ask all what we have.
其实神不要你这些东西。
But God doesn't want your things.
圣经上告诉我们说，他是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
The Bible tells he is the creator of.
所有的东西都是他的。
All things are his.
但是他要你把你自己完全献给他。
But he wants you to offer yourself completely to him.
这是我们要明白主的心意，明白神的旨意。第二件事情。
So this is the second point. We need to know to understand God's will.
第三件事情就是我们要心意更新而变化。
We have to transform ourselves by the renewing of our mind.
我们信了主之后，我们怎么样心意更新而变化？
So after we become a believer, how are we going to transform ourselves?
弟兄姐妹，我们要被神的话更新。
We need to be renewed by God's words.
让神的话充满了你。
So let yourself be filled with God's word.
充满你的心思意念。
So God's word shall be filled in your thoughts, in your mind.
这件事情不是你坐在那里就可以得到的。
This is not what you can have just by sitting there.
我自己常常在想啊。
I often wonder.
特别是我看到箴言里面的时候。
Especially when I study the Proverbs.
箴言里面说，懒惰的人啊，什么都不干。却想要得很多东西。
The Bible says those who are sluggards who does not do anything but want to have all things.
我们有的时候基督徒就是这个样子。
Sometimes as Christians we are just like that.
我们信了主之后，我们想要得很多的东西。
We after we become a believer, we want to have all things.
我们听到一篇道，我们心里面就很受感动，然后我们就希望变成那个样子。
When we listen to a sermon, we are deeply moved.We want just to be like that.
但是我们什么都不做。
But we don't do anything.
被神的话充满你的心思意念，你要下功夫的。
You need to work hard to let God's words be filled in your minds, in your thoughts.
你知道在箴言里面还有更有趣的一种懒惰人。
There's another lazy people in the Proverbs. It's more interesting.
就是你把那个饼啊。做成一个大饼，然后中间挖个洞啊，挂在他的脖子上，他都会饿死掉。
That's the kind of lazy person. If you make a big cake, you open a hole, hang on his neck, he still can starve to death.
弟兄姐妹，要被神的话所充满。
So brothers and sisters, you must be filled by God's word.
要让神的话来更新我们。
We need to let God's words to renew us.
你要勤奋的去。天天去做这件事情。
You need to diligently do this every day.
第二件事情就是要除去你身体的恶行。
Second, you have to get rid of the evil things of yourself.
在心意更新下面啊，要除去你身体的恶行。
So after the renewing of your mind, you have to get rid of the evil thoughts.
这个也是要努力去做的。
You have also have to work hard on it.
你知道我们常我们想一下哈，你知道人信了主之后不太做的一件事情就是除去我们身体上的恶行。
You know that once we become a believer, oftentimes we do not do is we do not get rid of the evilness in us.
或者是说除去我们心中的恶行。
Or to get rid of the evil thoughts in ourselves.
你如果去看保罗的书信。
If you read the Paul's epistles.
他是一再强调这件事情。
He has again and again emphasized.
加拉太书里面。
In Galatians.
以弗所书里面。
In Ephesians.
哥罗西书里面。
In Colossians.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
First and Second Timothy.
提摩太前后书。
First and Second Timothy.
前面那三本书讲的最清楚，就是要除掉我们心中的恶行。
So the first three clearly told us to get rid of the evilness in ourselves.
为什么这个事情这么重要？
Why is this so important?
弟兄姐妹，因为这件事情跟我们保持我们心中的天良的洁净非常非常有关系。
So brother, sister, this is very important. It's related how we can keep our purity in our minds.
我们的良心是清洁的。
Our conscience is clean.
我们先看一下以弗所书第四章。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
四章十八节十九节
Verse 18 and 19
四章十八节十九节我们一起来念好不好弟兄姐妹
Let's read chapter 4:18-19 of Ephesians
我们一起来念
Let's read
他们心地昏昧与神所赐的生命隔绝了都因自己无知心里刚硬良心既然丧尽就放纵私欲贪行种种的污秽在这里他告诉我们你知道他就告诉我们从前的光景我们的良心已经丧尽了
So here tell us our original situation we have given up given ourselves to sensuality and all impurity.
就是我们的良心啊，因为我们的恶行已经被蒙蔽，而且已经长了茧了。
So our conscience, because of evil doing, has become callous.
我们没有办法明白神的事情。
We cannot understand God's matter.
我们也不能真正的敬拜神。
We cannot truly worship God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
他自己的宝血把我们心中良心上的污秽，长了茧的、被污染的、被蒙蔽的良心洗干净了。
So his blood has washed our callous hearts that was full of evilness, has washed clean.
我要请你们看希伯来书第九章。
Let's go to Hebrew chapter 9.
第九章十三节到十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
我念给你们听啊。他说在第十三节，他说若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。他在这讲说以色列人当初他们在旧约里面的时候，他们用这些献祭这些事情，他说假如这些能够叫人成圣身体洁净的话，十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
So in verse 13 it was saying that because of the practice of Old Testament they offered the bulls, the animals, and if they, the sacrificing animals, can make them clean, how much more, in verse 14, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God.
这就是主耶稣的宝血在我们身体里面所做的一件事情。
So this is what the precious blood of our Lord Jesus accomplished in us.
把我们心中的良心洗干净了，从哪里洗干净？从我们的罪行上面洗干净了。
So he has washed our careless conscience clean.From the evil doings.
所以我们才能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前侍奉他。
So that we can come before God and serve him in confidence.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候你有没有想过，很多时候你好像要躲避神哈。
So brother, sister, have you sometimes thought you want to avoid God?
我们不要说神好了，有的时候当你们教会没有牧师哈，但有的时候有的人看到牧师就会想要躲开。
Sometimes when people see the pastor come, they want to avoid.
其实牧师也没什么了不起啊。
So there's nothing so big about the pastors.
但是很多时候我们就想要躲避。
But sometimes we want to avoid.
我们不想来到神的面前敬拜。
We do not want to come forward to God and worship.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过为什么？
Have you thought why?
就是因为在你身上有罪。
Because you have sin in you.
你有或许你有隐而未现的罪，你没有认。
There are sins that you have not repented, that was hidden.
所以你那个本来已经被主耶稣的宝血洗干净的清洁的良心，又被你的罪啊把它盖住了。
So the conscience that was washed clean by Lord's blood has been covered.
所以如果你不除去你身上的死刑，就是说你不除去你身上的恶行的话，
If you do not get rid of the evil doings of yourself,
你没有办法跟神交通。
You cannot have fellowship with God.
就像亚当一样，
Just like Adam.
亚当犯了罪之后，
After Adam sinned,
他做了什么事情呢？
What did he do?
他就躲起来。
He hid.
他就为他自己做了一些破碎，用一些树叶啊，用一些树叶做了一个遮羞的衣服。
So he made some clothes from the fig tree leaves to cover his shame.
他不敢见神。
He doesn't dare to see God.
弟兄姐妹，你信了主之后。
So brother says, after you have believed in God and Lord.
你如果犯罪。
If you have sinned.
你的永生是不会失去的。
But you will not lose your eternal life.
但是你那被主的宝血洗干净的心中的天良又被蒙蔽了。
But the conscience that has been washed clean once again is been covered.
所以我真的是圣经上面，我从圣经上面看见，我能够体会保罗他讲，他说你们要除去你们心中的恶行。
So I can really appreciate and understand what Paul said. You need to get rid of the evilness in yourself.
哪些事情呢？
What are the things?
我们翻开加拉太书第五章。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章十九节。
Galatians 5:19.
我觉得我们基督徒很有意思哈。
That is very interesting for some of us.
我们一讲到加拉太书第五章的话，我们就会想到的是圣灵所结的果子，对不对？
So whenever we mention Galatians chapter 5, we think about this fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们记得很清楚，哇，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，会不会背啊？
Can you memorize all the fruits of the Spirit?
但是都做不到。
But we cannot do it.
然后我们也很少，真的，我发现我们很少讲前面十九节。
But rarely we would talk about verse 19.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里不是故意要让你们有罪恶感。
Here I'm not deliberately want you to have a sense of guilt.
因为我知道你如果信了主耶稣的话，
I know if you are a believer of.
你心中的天良已经被洗干净了。
Your conscience has been washed clean.
但是我要让你看见，在加拉太书第五章十九节到二十一节，在这边他讲到什么呢？我念给你们听啊。他说：“情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类的事情。”弟兄姐妹，这些事情只要有一样在你的里面。
So brothers and sisters, if only one of the things mentioned in verse 19,
在你那个被洗净的良心里面就会被蒙蔽掉。
If you have just one of it, the conscience that's washed clean is being covered.
你就没有办法跟神交通。
You cannot fellowship with God.
你没有办法到他的面前来坦然无惧的敬拜他。
You cannot come before him in confidence and worship.
如果你指望靠着音乐，靠着诗歌来让你感觉到你是在敬拜的话，
If you only depend on the music and the hymns make you feel as if you're worshiping,
或者是程序，
or through the program,
让你有一种好的感觉，
that gives you a feeling of being good,
你的敬拜跟你的侍奉说实在话对你没什么益处的，
thenYour worship will do nothing good to you.
反而会削弱你的信心。
Actually, it can weaken your faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，要让神的话充满了你的心。
You need to be filled with God's words.
要除去你心中的恶行。
You need to get rid of the evilness of your heart.
你要认罪悔改。
You need to repent, confess and repent.
每天每时每刻。
Every day, every hour, every minute.
就好像在以弗所书第六章那边讲的，就是你要穿上神所赐给你的全副军装。
So just like I said in Ephesians chapter 6, you need to put on the full armor given to you by God.
这样子呢，你的心意才会每天被更新。
Then your mind can be renewed daily.
你就不会被这个世界所充满。
So you will not be filled by the world.
弟兄姐妹，有了这三样。
So brother, sister, you have all these three.
第一个是信。
The first is faith.
第二个是把你自己献给神。
The second is offer yourself to God.
第三个是让神来让你把你心意更新而变化。
The third, let God transform you.
你就能够明白神的心意。
Then you would understand God's will.
不只是明白啊。
Not only to understand.
你会同意那个旨意是完全的。
You will agree and approve that will is perfect.
而且你会同意那个旨意是善良的。
And you will approve that will is good.
而且你会喜欢他的旨意。
And you will delight in his will.
因为连神都喜欢。
Because even God himself delights in it.
弟兄姐妹，这不是短时间可以出现的。
So brother said, this you cannot accomplish in a short time.
这需要每天的操练。
It required daily discipline.
每天做门徒。
Every day be a disciple.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意不愿意啊？
Are you willing, brothers and sisters?
愿意不愿意啊？
Are you willing?
到底愿意不愿意吗？
Are you willing?
感谢主，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
你为我们所预备的，真的是莫大的恩典。
What you have prepared for us is the greatest grace.
而且是完全的。
And it's also perfect.
我们愿意来到你的面前。
When we come before you.
求你自己引导我们。
May you lead us yourself.
我们有一个愿意的心、
so、we have a willing heart.
求你在我们的心里面能够成全这些事情
May you accomplish all these things in our hearts.
让我们不要做一个懒惰的人、
so、that we would not be a lazy person.
让我们做一个殷勤的人
Let us be a diligent one.
我们谢谢你
we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.